Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sips and Tips, the podcast where we will take you step by step through mixing up a cocktail, and then we're going to sit down and tackle a problem or two sent to us by our listeners.
Each week, we will try to theme a drink based on the problem we are tackling. We do stress try. Sometimes we pick a drink just because it sounds good. For those of you who have been here before, welcome back.
And if this is your first time here, welcome. We're glad you're around. My name is Kitch.
And I'm Andrea. And this week, we are mixing up an espresso martini from PatronTequila.com.
Okay,
yes, so... you chose this one.
Yeah, it's not whiskey-based, so it wasn't me, that's for sure. So, the PatronTequila.com website, as you can imagine, is full of all kinds of great, if you want to call tequila great, great.
There's some good ones in there. There's some ones I want to try. It's just we had these ingredients, so that's why we're making this one
today.
That's
right, yeah. Great.
It's simple.
Tequila recipes.
There are some really good ones that I want to try.
So the espresso martini from PatronTequila.com, it's basically, why don't you go through the ingredients?
So it is the Patron XO Cafe, which we have used before. We did a shot, I think, with that one. Yes. And then it is Patron Silver, or we just used, I put it away. Which tequila is it?
Terramana.
So we just used a silver tequila. Mm-hmm. And espresso shot, which we just used our cold coffee that we always have in the fridge. It is rimmed with, it says fine sugar. I did fine sugar and powdered chocolate together for the rim, and then garnished with a bit of powdered chocolate.
Perfect. So yeah, it looks like... Well, I haven't tried it yet. I did have a sniff, and not going to lie, it made me cough a little bit. It wasn't, tequila's not my thing, so.
It's going to be very strong. I think we do have some Bailey's sitting here to add, should we need it.
Should we, yes.
To make it like a coffee, more of a coffee drink rather than quite so strong, but we'll see.
Exactly. So, all right. So just as a point of interest, or just for a point of interest, I took a look at the history of the martini. And it was originally brought around in the, I want to say, mid-1800s, the Gold Rush era. And it's one of the most favored stories of the martini cocktail starts with a bartender named Jerry Thomas. And it is said he invented a drink for a miner who wanted something special in exchange for a gold nugget. Now, that comes from the history of the martini cocktail at, I want to say, Vemacity.com. Vemacity,
that sounds better.
Vemacity.com. There were a couple of quotes that I had found, but, this one. H.L. Mencken called the martini, and Mencken was an American novelist, satirist, journalist. Called the martini the only American invention as perfect as the sonnet. And E.B. White, do you know who E.B. White is?
Oh, that's really familiar.
He wrote Stuart's Little and Charlotte's Web.
Yes.
Stuart Little and Charlotte's Web. Called the martini the elixir of quietude.
What does that mean?
I think it means when you drink one, you go to sleep.
No.
No?
Makes me a little rowdy. I don't know about him.
Well, that could be too, so... all right, so we're going to give this a try.
Yeah.
The espresso martini from PatronTequila.com. And like I said, quick sniff of it, and it made me cough the first time. So I'm going to try not to smell it as I sample it this time. You know?
It's kind of smooth, actually.
It's not nearly as bad as I expected, people. It's pretty good.
Especially with that sugar rim.
I was just going to say that, and I think that's what does it, yeah. Is the sugar rim. Because when you drink the tequila over top of the sugar, it gives it that smooth. Mm-hmm. It's almost a velvety.
Yeah, it's very smooth. I'm surprised at how smooth it is, actually.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a straight tequila drinker. I like martinis that aren't, well, most martini, or not martinis, margaritas.
Right, yeah.
That are not overly... Like, there's a fair bit of mix in most margaritas.
Of course, yeah.
So, it's not too bad. But this one is, it's smooth.
Yeah, I do agree. It's not nearly as hard to drink as I expected it to be when I looked at the ingredients. So, I kind of like it, yeah. It'll be good to sip on as we go through our problems for this week. So again, that was espresso martini.
Second one hit you too.
The espresso martini from PatronTequila.com. And we're going to take a second and we'll be right back with our problems this week. Okay, we are back. We have our espresso martinis from PatronTequila.com. And we're going to tackle two problems this evening. And this one was sent in by Anonymous, so we're going to call her Mary. I'm not sure why.
Mary.
Yeah. It was from an episode of Frasier earlier.
Old-fashioned name.
Yeah. So, Mary says, my longtime 7+ years partner and I are excited to begin searching for our first home. I shared this with a friend, and she said we cannot be friends anymore because my poor decisions are ruining my friendships and relationships with my family. WTF. I almost read that out instead of
you
saying...
You should have just read it out. Funny. Like, what?
All my other friends and my parents thought it was a great news. I get she's not fond of my partner, but what the fuck? This comes after a string of other weird behaviors, including her demanding I give her $140 for pizza and wine she ordered that I didn't eat. Also, her getting angry that I didn't want to call off work and drive 2.5 hours one way to pick her up at the airport. She could get a $40 shuttle. Also, she's been texting my friends whom she hasn't met or met once on Facebook saying I drove drunk from her house and that I'm irresponsible and dangerous, which I didn't. I find this ironic because she has an interlock in her car. I could go on and on, but you get it. This has all happened in the last month. WTF is going on, and what should I do?
Oh, wow.
Oh, Mary. That's a good question.
Your friend has some personality problems.
Is that a jealousy issue, you think?
Partly, but it's probably more. I think this is, and there's probably been warning signs that this person's been like this before, like, is like this.
Oh, chances are, yeah.
And I mean, it's almost like, you know, that relationship where you're everything's good until suddenly
until the
reality comes out. And
yeah, that's fair. I would say it's probably a pretty good call.
She sounds like she has some kind of a personality disorder. Like I'd have to go and get my, you know,
psychology DSM books
5 out or whatever it is to diagnose this. But like either narcissistic or borderline or something like that. She has something going on with the drama and she just needs attention. I don't know. She has something going on. This is a friend I would be like, bye.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
If I were to give a professional diagnosis with all of my degrees in nothing, I would say she has jealous bitch syndrome. And that will manifest itself in many different forms, much like
more than jealousy. What's with the pizza thing? Like that had nothing to do with her house.
You know, but I honestly think that comes down to the fact that this friend is jealous that Mary is starting a life with somebody. They're looking for, did it say they were looking for a house? Yeah. Their first home.
They're looking for
a house. She figures, well, you got lots of money and you got a relationship and this and that. So now you're, you know, I want to be you.
I don't think it really matters why you need to just get rid of this person.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is ridiculous. If you have other friends and family and everybody's happy for you and things are good, she's just going to do nothing but cause grief and drama in your life.
And it's going to get worse and worse.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. You need to block her on your social media.
This is the crap that makes you run away from girls.
Yep.
As friends, is this kind of crap.
Yep. Guys aren't like this. But I would say that your social media, she needs to be blocked on. You said she was texting your Facebook friends, so block her on Facebook. And just make sure everyone knows that, or anyone she's been in contact with knows that you have no idea where this is coming from. This did not happen. You didn't drive drunk from her house. And most of your friends, if they know you well enough, will know that that didn't happen anyway and that this person is not giving an accurate depiction of you as far as they know from your past. So,
yeah, there's something weird. Either something's happened to her and she's lost a screw in the last month or something like that. Something has gone on.
Think it could be a deflection? Maybe she's got some stuff going on in her life, and she wants, you know, misery loves company. She wants somebody
else. Well, it's possible, but I mean, lots of people have stuff going on in their lives and they don't act like this.
They don't.
There's also a problem with, there's just she has problems and she needs help. And very likely you may find that she's going to harass you for a while. It'd be like one of those bad breakups.
Yes.
And do some weird ass shit probably for a while. But yeah, if she's basically, we cannot be friends anymore, I'd be like, okay.
Well,
see ya.
And chances are, if you cut off that friendship, it might take a while, it might take a few months or a year or something like that. But she will probably come crawling back at some point and understand that she was not being the friend she should have been in being supportive for all your news and your, you know, your life plans. And maybe she needs to be cut off to see that. So I agree. Kick her out of your life.
Maybe, but I doubt she'll. I doubt she'll see the error of her own ways, because I think she's probably just one of those people.
Could very well be. Could very well be. So, Mary, ditch her.
Yep.
That's what I would say. You need to ditch her. And have her send us an email and tell us all about her problems. We'll see
if we can help her. She sounds interesting.
She sounds very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Okay. That was a quick one. We'll move on to the next one.
Okay. Who's this?
There was no name with this one that I transferred over from the email either. So let's call her Susie.
Susie. Oh, Susie. Okay. All right. So Susie says, so short story, sort of. I've dated a guy for a year now. And prior to dating him, I had just gotten out of a 10-year relationship. Now, after a year being with him, I'm so conflicted. If I don't pay for the meal or the entertainment for the night, we always go half and half on the bill. He always says how much he loves me, but I'm so tired of having to take care of someone in all three of my relationships. Mind you, I'm 28 years old. I've had to pay for my dinners and etc. Is it so bad of me to want to have someone who takes control and pays once in a while? He's not poor. He actually makes more money than me, so I don't understand. I feel so sad because I really love him and I know he loves me very much, but I'm tired of me always having to pay. Granted, I've never mentioned it to him, mostly because I'm afraid he'd think I'm a gold digger, but I'm not at all. I don't mind paying as long as he offers to pay once in a while, but he always says 50-50.
Loser.
In our 1-year anniversary, I paid for everything. I don't feel that this is fair. I'm a very nice person, maybe even a pushover, and I think he may be taking advantage. Uh-huh. One thing, though, he quit his job about a month and a half ago, but he finally starts a new position on Monday at a new company. But this whole 50-50 thing has been happening since the beginning. Am I making a big deal, or am I right in having these feelings of the relationship not working out? Should I mention this to him, or should I move on and focus on me? Your thoughts are very much appreciated.
Why are you laughing? You need to move on and leave him in your wake.
Does he quote feminist quotes to you as you're paying for
him? Yeah. Does he never ever hold a door open or throw his jacket down across the puddle? I mean, I don't understand this. If you're paying for it all the time, or it's always 50-50, and it's at the beginning of your email, you said that if you don't pay for the meal or the entertainment for the night, we always go 50-50, or we always go half and half on the bill. So either you're paying for it all,
or he goes,
or it's going 50-50.
He sounds like he's never paid for one thing fully.
So I have serious issue with that, because it, especially if he's making more money than you. So I get that, you know, this day and age, it's people see it as not being the man's responsibility or the, I don't want to say the job, so I guess, yeah, responsibility would be the best way to put it.
Yeah. It's not a given that the man has to pay all the time for everything. It's not a given for that, and, you know, there are lots of relationships out there where the woman makes more money and probably pays for everything, and if that works, that works. But this doesn't sound fair.
Not at all.
At all.
And maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I believe that 99.9% of the time, the guy should pay for everything. So my view is probably going to be a little sloped towards your side of things. So fuck it, leave him.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. And not even if you guys always went 50-50, or, you know, you paid for one and then he paid for the next one and then vice versa and blah, 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 whatever the case may be. So I don't know what the reasoning, he's really, really cheap.
Yep. Or he doesn't see you as a long-term thing and doesn't want to put money into you. Although it's been over a year.
Yeah, I don't know.
So that's might not be the case.
Like to even to have an anniversary and like, you know, does he ever buy you a gift or do anything nice for you?
That's true. You never mentioned that in there anywhere.
Like, is there anything? And it doesn't always have to be about money, but does he do anything for you?
And you take into consideration that if this continues, this sort of you supporting him behavior, what's going to happen if and or when you guys ever cohabitate? And, you know, there are not just, you know, dinners and entertainment to pay for, but there's power bills and mortgages or rent or whatever. It's time to get out. Just get out.
Yeah, I'd worry that even if you sat down and, you know, had a conversation about you pay for this, I pay for this, whatever the case, if you were to move in together, and then he would end up just not paying you.
It's time to wake up, little Susie.
And then you're stuck with all the bills.
Yep.
I would worry about that. This seems really weird.
Exceptionally weird. He's absolutely taking you for granted. It's impossible for you to be a gold digger if you make, he makes,
he makes more money, he didn't have a job and now he's getting one back. So I don't know what he does, but
yeah.
So like even as a human being, whether it's guys, girls, whatever the case is, even as a human being, if you're with a friend, say you go out with a friend or whatever and you know, oh, you paid last time, so I'm going to pay this time. Like
Most
people don't feel comfortable constantly having someone else pay for everything all the time. Yeah. And you would think he wouldn't feel comfortable about that. He would, if he had any kind of conscience or whatever it is, he would want to chip in or pay every once in a while to do something for you.
I'd be curious. I would have two. There's two things here I'd like to know. If I could just spit it out, there's two things that I'd like to know. Who suggests, when you guys go out for dinner or go out for entertainment, who suggested? Is it him that says, oh, we should go out for dinner tonight, and that's then true. You pay? Or is it is it you suggesting it, and then he's thinking, oh, it was your idea, or you said you were going to take me out to dinner or something like that?
So you should pay.
So the first thing I would do, if you don't want to bring this up with him face-to-face and say, why am I always fucking paying for everything, I would just refuse to go out and do anything for a while. Be a homebody.
Yeah.
And when the next time he says, you know what, we should go out for dinner, say, you know, I can't afford it right now.
Yeah, totally.
And it's bad enough that I got to pay my half, but I'm also paying your loser ass's half. So, no, I can't. And then see if how he responds to that. Maybe he'll say, hey, well, I'll get it. And then you go out for dinner. Just make sure when he leaves the house, he has his wallet. Because that sounds like something that a dickhead like that would do. Or he might say, oh, well, okay, then let's just stay home. And if that's the route he takes after you've spent, sounds like lots of money on him and anniversaries and things like that, then it is most certainly time to leave.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Yeah. I would just be a homebody for a while. And, you know, if he suggests going to a movie, going out to dinner or whatever, just say, no, you know what, I can't really afford it, putting some money away, blah, blah, blah. And then maybe he'll pony up and say, well, you know, I got this one. Let's go out and have a night out. I doubt it because he sounds like a loser.
Yeah, I feel like that wouldn't happen either, but that'd be interesting. It's a good plan.
And that would give you a reassurance as to whether or not you should hang out or whether he's just using you and taking you for granted. So,
yep.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
I think it makes sense. Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes a lot of sense.
Well, I'm going to have another sip of my espresso martini from PatronTequila.com, and we are going to come back in a minute with a couple of our moments cards. Okay, we are back. You guys missed it. It's the largest yawn I've ever seen come out of Andrea in my entire life. I thought she was going to swallow really, the entire
really
kitchen
tired.
Table. Yeah.
Can anyone, you know, send me some tips on how to not be so damn tired all the time?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't have dogs that wake you up at 5:30 in the morning looking to go outside.
But I'm 8 hours of sleep. It doesn't matter.
Hmm.
I had 8 last night for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I was out cold by 10
yeah.
and did not wake up till it was 6:30.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know.
I don't know.
You need a vacation.
I do.
Vacation for everything.
Desperately need a vacation.
Okay, so we are going to, as per normal, at the end of each Sips and Tips podcast, we each grab an Our Moments card from the deck, and we talk about what is on these conversation starters. So I'm going to go first this week, and my Our Moments card says, is there something you would like to change about yourself? And you can go first.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
If I could choose, I would change my introversion. Not because I think there's a problem with introverts, but everybody else thinks there's a problem with introverts. And it's really hard to live this way.
So you're pandering to the masses.
Well, it's hard to live this way.
I don't.
It's tiring.
I don't doubt it. I'm not quite so introverted sometimes. I can be, but I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, well, not everybody. I've met people who couldn't be an introvert if they got hit on the head and had to, they couldn't even knock them out. They're so extroverted.
Yeah.
But.
No,
Yeah, I would. If I could, I would change that because life would be so much easier.
Well, that's a good one. I would agree with you on that one. I think if I. What did it say again? Is there something you'd like to change about yourself? I think I don't know if I want to call it. Well, probably motivation would be the word. My motivation to, no matter what, make sure I do get to the gym every day. Make sure that I don't do the easy drive-through lunches and things like that. If there was one thing I'd like to change about myself, I think it's my physical appearance and size. And the only thing that's going to change that is motivation. So I think I'd like to change my motivation for becoming a little more fit. I used to be very fit a few years ago, and now I'm no longer fit. I need to get fit.
A lot of those are as they're in that boat.
Yes, myself especially. So yeah, I think if I could change one thing about myself, any one thing about myself, it would be my motivation to work out.
I would like some willpower.
Like motivation and willpower. Yeah, that's a good combination actually. Motivation to gym and willpower to not eat that box of chocolate that's on the counter in the garage. That's motivation or willpower. So
yeah, I could use some more motivation.
All right. Well, that was pretty easy, I think. Mm-hmm. What's on your card?
Name an activity you used to do when you were younger that you don't do anymore, but you'd likely enjoy if you started again.
Playing with Hot Wheels cars.
You make the noises. Vroom, vroom. Vroom,
vroom. No, that's not it. One activity that I used to do when I was younger and don't do anymore, but likely enjoy if I started again. Oof. That's a very good question. I used to be, when I was a kid, I used to be a little bit into archery and that kind of stuff, a little more outdoorsy. I would probably enjoy that if I get into it again, maybe get into some archery classes and get myself a bow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's something more outdoorsy, I think.
Yeah.
So I would say archery. What about you?
Or
motocross.
Oh, okay.
I always had little motorbikes and stuff when I was growing up, and I think if I had a place where those were usable and not a pain in the ass to have to drag them out on trailers and stuff like that all the time, I think having a dirt bike again would be enjoyable.
Yeah. I'd probably have to say the thing I did when I was younger, and I didn't do a lot of it, but I would have liked to, would probably have been skiing.
Oh, yes. Yep.
I enjoyed skiing. Not that I did very much of it, but I really enjoyed it when I did it. And I know I could enjoy it again now, mm-hmm. for sure. Other than I'm unsure of my ability to go on a ski lift, but.
Oh, yes. You'd have to do a hill that has the T-bar that tows you up rather than.
Well, yeah, but you're pretty limited.
That's true.
And I mean, I probably, because I'm anchored in something in a ski lift.
Be okay.
And from what I remember, it didn't bother me. I don't know yet. Like, I haven't been since I was 17 years old, 16 years old.
Right. I've been skiing. That's about the last time I went skiing, too.
So, I don't know.
And I did not enjoy it.
No.
No. So,
I quite enjoyed skiing. Well, I really, really liked it.
You get back into skiing, and I'll get back into archery, and I'll just fire arrows at you as you go down the hill. And it'll still be something we could do together.
Shimmy around and avoid your arrows.
That's right. Slalom. Don't they call that the slalom? Or the moguls? You'd have to.
I'm not doing no moguls. My knees won't take no moguls.
No moguls.
It's the tequila. Leave me alone.
No moguls. Wow. All right. Well,
this is why I drink tequila. It's fun.
That has been episode 19 of Sips and Tips. Remember, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, the TikTok, and you can send us an email at tellyou4free@gmail.com. That's tellyou4free@gmail.com. Send us your questions, comments, concerns, drink recipe suggestions. And we have had a couple of those come in lately. We're going to have to try here at some point. I don't know about the marshmallow fluff, not going to lie.
I don't know about the marshmallow fluff either, but we will.
It's
humor you and give it a try.
And give it a try. Yeah. So anyway, we will sign off and see you next week. This has been a 3x2 podcast production.